Hey, Stoners. Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. I am your host, Brent Elrod, coming to you from the cozy confines here at the patio at the No Shoes Bar and Grill, deep in the heart of the Republic of Texas on an absolutely beautiful fall day. And I am a happy a camper again this week because my Aggies are about to notch up another win, this time against the Missouri Tigers. Got about 3 or 4 minutes left in the game, and they are up 35-14. I'm going to be happy this afternoon. I'm also happy with our show today, where I am pairing a Don Pepin Garcia original, often referred to as the Blue Label, and I am pairing that with Balcones True Blue Straight Corn Whiskey. It's going to be a great show, so stick around and we'll see how they pair together. Now, Jose Pepin Garcia started rolling cigars as an 11-year-old boy in Cuba back in 1961. Today, he is considered one of the patriarchs of the premium cigar industry. The original, or Blue Label, is a 6x52 on the ring gauge. It has a binder and filler that is Nicaraguan, Corojo, and Criollo tobaccos. The wrapper is a Nicaraguan Corojo Oscuro. Visually, it is a beautiful dark brown cinnamon color, very tight seams, minimal veining. There is some tooth, a triple cap, and flawless construction that is expected out of a Pepin. Now on the nose, I get leather, oak, chocolate, and coffee. Now let's remove the footband and give it a cut with our Cigarism V-Cutter. Another flawless cut brought to you by the folks at Cigarism. Please visit them and see the plethora of accessories they have for us cigar smokers. Now on the cold draw, I get a little bit of sweetness on the lips, cedar, some espresso, maybe salted caramels, a hint of earth, and actually quite a bit of a creamy raisin sweetness. And it's an easy draw with just a little bit of resistance. I think it's gonna be a wonderful smoke. Now, Balcones was founded in 2008, Waco, Texas, just down the road from me here. And they are a craft whiskey distiller that kind of stands out from the other members of the craft industry in their mash bills. The True Blue 100 is 100% blue corn. Yes, I said blue. It is 50% alcohol by volume, which is 100 proof. And as you can tell, oh, love that sound. It is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful dark brown amber color, almost a ruby red. That is a wonderful color. Now on the nose, I get naturally with a 100% corn bill, you get corn, but I get like a sweet maple, sort of like maybe a maple candy, raisins, espresso, some hints of chocolate, and pecans. Let's give it a sip. Now on the palate, it's very sweet, but not like a thick liqueur sweet. It's almost like a brown sugar or a maple syrup kind of sweet. And I also get raisins, pecans, and a hint of pepper. It's a wonderful whiskey. So let's toast up our stick, courtesy of Cigarism. Pretty good smoke volume right on the light. I'm getting pepper, kind of a woodiness, some hints of chocolate, and some orange peel. It's very good smoke. Let's see how it pairs with the True Blue. These go very well together. You know, generally I've stuck with on these Sticks and Stones episodes, kind of the lower proof, somewhere in the 80 to 90 range. This is a 100, but I think pairing it with a full-flavored strength cigar, it can actually keep up. So they're going very well together right here in the early going. I'm going to go ahead and burn this down a little ways, and then we'll come back and give you an update. Hey, Stoners, I am back. We are about halfway done with the Pepin Original, and the flavor profile has not really changed much at all from the original light, but it does, the intensities of each flavor kind of rise and fall. So at some points, the pepper and the wood will kind of come to the forefront, and the chocolate and the orange peel will kind of drift to the back. And then four or five puffs later, it'll be the reverse. So it's been a very interesting smoke. And I am really enjoying this. This was my first time having a Don Pepin Garcia, and I am really enjoying it. And it's the first time I've ever tried any Balcones, and it's wonderful. It's not for the faint of heart. At 100 proof, it is a sipping whiskey, but it is very good. And they are going very well together. I'm actually a bit surprised on the positive side that they're going well this well together. But I'm going to go ahead and keep working on these, and we'll then come back and give you my final thoughts. Hey, Stoners, I am back. Just about got this one wrapped up. Glass is almost empty. This is actually, as I mentioned at the halfway mark, this has been a surprisingly great pairing. I originally wasn't going to pair the Don Pepin with the Balcones, but what I was looking for, I couldn't find at that moment, and this looked like a very good substitute, and it has turned out to be a great pairing. I have very much enjoyed it. I guess you could kind of say it's the raisin is what has kind of, I guess, tied everything together, because there was a little bit of raisin in the cold draw of the cigar. There was raisin in the palate of the Balcones True Blue, and I thought these two went together very well. The Pepin, the pepper really intensified in the last half. It became very spicy, almost like a cayenne kind of spicy. Plus add in a little maybe cocoa or mocha. The full strength of the cigar really shone through. The finish on the True Blue, it's kind of a medium finish. I was hoping for a little bit longer finish, but it was a very good medium finish with leather, oak, and maybe even a little dark chocolate. I think I would give the cigar somewhere in the 4.8, 4.85 matchsticks out of 5. And I would give the True Blue right in that same range, about a 4.8, 4.5, or 4.8, 4.85. They were very good, both individually and together. I have really enjoyed this afternoon pairing these two together. I want to thank Cigarism for the providing cigar cutter, lighter, single stick ashtray. You can find their information right here. They have done a very good job of taking care of me. Please listen to the podcast of this show along with the video. Please hit like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bells, all that kind of stuff. And give me any comments and suggestions, things that you might like to see paired, or a particular cigar that you're kind of stuck with, what should I pair it with, particular alcohol that you want a certain cigar for, I would be happy to see what I could come up with for you. I have very much, again, enjoyed spending time with you this afternoon. I hope you have enjoyed this. Share with your friends. Let's keep it going. Let's keep growing. And until we get together again, keep your sticks dry, your stones cold, and have a great day.